and a tune called Here We Go on It's Polka Time. Recording The New Kid in Town. That's Johnny Koenig with a tune called The Old Country Waltz on It's Polka Time. Dance to great music by the best old-time bands at the annual Roger Bright Polka Fest in New Glarus, Wisconsin, June 7th and 8th. Enjoy free music all weekend long and a great lineup of polka bands with the David Austin Band, the Rhythm Playboys, Jerry Volker and the Jolly Gents, Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, and Pimples Polka Poppers with Grant Kazera. Soak up lots of Gemütlichkeit all weekend at the annual Roger Bright Polka Fest in New Glarus, Wisconsin, June 7th and 8th. For more information, call toll-free 1-800-527-6838. That's 1-800-527-6838. Or visit swisstown.com.
There's much more ahead on It's Polka Time. Only the finest in polka treasures can be found on It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's Mr. Tom Brusky from his 2003 release, On the Bright Side, an original tune by him called The Mouse Clicker Polka, on It's Polka Time. Here's Neil Zunker and the Music Connection with the Newberry Polka. Gary Chesky and the orchestra will help me put a wrap on the first hour of the show with the Amelia Polka. Stick around, polka fans. Lots more happy, snappy polka music coming your way in hour two of It's Polka Time.
Don't touch that dial. Craig will be right back with another hour of exciting polka music on It's Polka Time. Yeah!
News. I'm Dave Packer. A disaster declaration in Texas. Rivers at a flood stage. More severe weather to come, including twisters.
Highest tornado risk exists for Midland, San Angelo, down to Fort Staunton, and we could see very large hail and damaging winds along with these storms.
ABC's meteorologist Samara Theodore in Conroe, Texas, about 40 minutes north of Houston. A delegation from Hamas in Cairo today with Egyptian media reporting progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel. A stunning federal indictment of Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife Imelda from Texas. The Department of Justice alleges that the couple accepted $600,000 in bribes, charges that could land them in prison for decades if they're convicted. Emotional testimony at Times Friday in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump. Trump's longtime advisor becoming teary-eyed, Hope Hicks, as she discussed what she believed were efforts to help the Trump campaign by paying to keep allegations of an alleged affair between Trump and a porn star quiet. This is ABC News. All social media companies will soon be required in Tennessee to get parental permission for those under 18 years old to use their platforms. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Governor Bill Lee signed the bill Friday, passed by the Tennessee General Assembly. The measure requires social media companies like Meta, X, Snapchat, and more to verify the age of anyone who attempts to become an account holder and prohibit minors from signing up for the social media account unless they have written permission of the person's parent.
Seven people were taken to the hospital Friday with symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning in Wilmington, Delaware. It happened at the Price's Corner Shopping Center around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Authorities say a construction worker was using a gas-powered saw inside of a store that was undergoing renovations. And work crews in Norwalk, Connecticut are working to demolish a heavily damaged bridge, aiming to reopen I-95 by Monday. The overpass badly damaged when a tanker truck hauling gasoline crashed, burst into flames. The hope, I-95 in both directions will be open for the commute on Monday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A unique traveling art exhibit displays works by inmates at Wisconsin State Prisons. Mike Moan reports.
Art Against the Odds is on view right now at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Those leading the effort describe it as a life-saving tool of self-definition for people removed from society. Deborah Bremer is the exhibit's curator, and she admits organizers and attendees were pleasantly surprised at the quality of the artwork, given the type of pain that it stems from.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Through the program, she says those incarcerated have garnered a lot of positive feedback, which can help with their self-esteem. She says that's important, with most of them likely to be released back into their communities. Bremer attributes much of the show's success to the fact that it blends accomplishment with the healing nature of art without diminishing the pain inflicted by crime. She says the exhibit is also uplifting for the families of the artists.
There's pride, and you can imagine that that might be rare when you have a relative or a loved one who has done something and, you know, is being punished by incarceration.
When the show first opened in Milwaukee in 2023, 7,000 people attended during its run there. Bremer says beyond success with attendance, the gallery has created a safe space for these conversations. Organizers say it underscores the need for art programs in state correctional facilities. The last day for this art show in Green Bay is May 19th. The program hopes to get one more stop rescheduled for Madison later this year. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Kate Mothis for Arts Midwest.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen this play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys in that clubhouse there, those are baseball players. So when you have that, you got a good chance of winning a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number 3 starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast for today. Showers and a high near 59. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 35. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 65. A touch warmer Monday, breezy as well, with a high near 70. 66 with showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 41.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program. But first, another hour of Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time.
Kicking off hour two of the show is the Jerry Schuft Orchestra. Featuring Earl Schmidt on a tune called the Dance Hall Polka. On It's Polka Time. We'll be right back. out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, don't be a surfing bird. Catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from itspolkatime.com. Don't you know about the bird web?
You gonna play now,
Bobby?
I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Now
guarantee is to bring you the best in polka music each and every time you tune in to It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel.
Classic Cleveland-style polka music of the late, great Johnny Pecan, along with Lou Trebar, and a tune called Iron Mike Polka. Before that, we were in the year of 1950 with the legendary Romy Gaz in the orchestra, and a tune called Romy's Favorite Polka. We were also in the year of 1970 with the Chicago Polka All-Stars, featuring Zosia Dudek on a tune called the Zosia Polka. And kicking off our show from 1980... music of Jerry Schuft in the orchestra, featuring Earl P. Schmidt on a tune called the Dance Hall Polka. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to your radio, and welcome back to hour two of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music. Right now, in this second hour of It's Polka Time. Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
You and me, baby, you and me. Take a chance on love and dance with me.
The final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Polka's Hot features a whopping 28 selections performed by the International Main Street Polka Band. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Jazba Poydem na Gorensko, Corby's Polka, the Duluth Polka, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the La-Di-Da.
Everybody do the La-Di-Da.
Polka favorites like Yasu Maiko, You and Me, Dupan Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-Ling Polka, Pocatello Polka, and Mom and Pop's Polka. Beautiful waltz selections, including Setting Sun, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and The Susie Waltz.
Every dream belongs to Susie.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18, check or money order, to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Roll out the barrel.
You'll want to roll out the barrel every Saturday night for It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So have a barrel of fun Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, on It's Polka Time, over the Polka Jammer Network at PolkaJammerNetwork.org.
It's time you roll the barrel, for the gang's all here. We'll be right back.
hailing from central Wisconsin. That's music of the Polish Connection from their recording Good Clean Fun and a tune called Susie's Polka on It's Polka Time. Something old, something new. That's Chuck Thiel and his Jolly Ramblers doing for you a Lenny Gamolka original called With This Ring on It's Polka Time. This Memorial weekend, travel to Ennis, Texas for the 57th Annual National Polka Festival presented by Corona Premier, May 24th through the 26th. 15 polka bands performing in three locations, including Alex Meixner, Czech and Then Some, Jody Mikula Orchestra, Czech Melody Masters, the Dojka Brothers, Elpin Musikanten, Fabulous Six, Ennis Czech Boys, Texas Soundcheck, the Czechaholics, Banyeks of West, the Moravians, the Praha Brothers, direct from the Czech Republic, Pardubiska Muzika, and Grammy Award-winning Brave Combo. Enter the King and Queen Contest or the Kolache Eating Contest. Enjoy arts and crafts, children's activities, a polka mass, and a huge parade on Saturday. Let the folks in Ennis, Texas show you a whirl of a time during the 57th Annual National Polka Festival, presented by Corona Premier, May 24th through the 26th. For ticket information and a listing of area lodging, phone 972-878-2625. That's 972-878-2625. Or visit nationalpolkafestival.com.
Don't go anywhere. There's more of It's Polka Time after this.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast for today. Showers and a high near 59. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 35. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 65. A touch warmer Monday, breezy as well with a high near 70. 66 with showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday.
It's 45 degrees right now.
Okay, let's see. www.itspumpkintime.com? Might be tasty in a pie. www.itspeacheastime.com? No. www.itspineappletime.com? Ooh. www.itspepperstime.com? No, I got it. www.itspokatime.com. www.itspokatime.com keeps you informed on where you can hear the show, galleries of pictures to download, and a large collection of polka links for you to enjoy. Log on today and join the fun. www.itspokatime.com.
City of Buffalo, New York. That's Scrubby, along with Sunshine. From the Polka Life recording, a Connecticut Twins tune called Hit 'Em in the Head. That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to your radio, and welcome back to Hour 2 of It's Polka Time. I'm your host, Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you guaranteed the biggest, best, and widest variety of polka music each and every time you dial up It's Polka Time. And every once in a while, I like to hear some vintage versatones. Here's Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones with Hammers and Nails on It's Polka Time.
каплю, как ты стевайце, мариш, войце, еще шикировать, каплю, как буш, войце, мариш, войце, юж, шикировать, каплю, камотек, войце, мариш, душа, потек, шикировать, каплю, как буш, войце, мариш, войце, юж. Видла грабье, шадой мариш, ту на лавье, шикера мотыка, пью как буш, бенжеш мариш, моя юж, шикера мотыка и ковадло, шерош, пище, трохе зядло, что смачного обсаста, есть капуста, килбаса.
Would love to hear from the listeners of It's Polka Time, and if you would like to make requests or dedications, please send them in on a postcard or letter to It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. That's It's Polka Time, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. And if you're out there cruising cyberspace, you can also email requests and dedications by sending them to It's Polka Time at hotmail.com. Again, be sure to include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. Our email address for requests and dedications, it's polkatime@hotmail.com.
Of the legendary Whoopi John and his orchestra with the Happy Birthday Polka on It's Polka Time.
Hey, Craig, why don't you play a waltz?
from Hermitage, Pennsylvania. That's music of the Pat Gray Orchestra, featuring Jesse Godina on a Slavko Ovsnik original called Sweet Dreams. On its polka time.
Let's see. E-Trade. E-Bay. E-Commerce. E-Bell. Ebel. E-Mail. Email Ebel for requests and dedications. It's polkatime at hotmail.com. That's the address. Requests and dedications. It's polkatime at hotmail.com.
Virginia. That's Mr. Tom Fadala, along with Joey Misculin, on an obedic medley on its polka time. Patrick Henry, the Polka Party Animal, presents the 2024 Wisconsin Dells Polka Fest and Expo, May 10th through the 12th. A weekend of music, people, and memories surrounded by beautiful Wisconsin Dells views at the lavish Chula Vista Resort, featuring Mother's Day with Molly B, Frankie Lischka, and Blue Magic. Senor Classics, Live It Up, Live Wire, Twin City Sounds, the IPA Tribute Band, and Michael Costa and the Beat. It's the 2024 Wisconsin Dells Polka Fest and Expo, May 10th through the 12th at the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Free admission for kids under 16 with a parent or guardian. Weekend pass, resort packages, and special room rates are available. Go to DellsPolkaFest.com or call 800-659-6811 for more information. The 2024 Wisconsin Dells Polka Fest and Expo, May 10th through the 12th. Call 800-659-6811 for more information or DellsPolkaFest.com. On the internet.
Keep those dancing shoes on. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel. We'll return after these commercial messages.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is heard on great radio stations all over Minnesota, including Hometown Radio AM 1400 KEYL in Long Prairie, Minnesota, Real Country 102.3 FM KRCQ in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and Classic Music FM 95.5.